only on KGO 810.
KGO News Talk 810. I'm Michael Finney. This is Consumer Talk. I want to talk to Hank Coleman now. He's on our live line. Money Q&A, 10 ways to save money on moving expenses. Hey, Hank, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hey, Michael, thanks a lot for having me. I appreciate it.
I can think of very few things that are less fun to spend money on than moving.
Absolutely. But it's moving season coming up with the summer.
Yeah, so let's begin at the beginning. First of all, there's a ton of ripoffs out there in this field. It is tough.
You think so?
Oh yeah, no, I know so. I deal with it all the time. There's all these rogue movers that lie to people, hold their stuff captive, won't release it until you pay them a ransom. There's a lot of problems out there.
Absolutely, it definitely pays to do your homework and go with a mover that has a good reputation and somebody recommends to you.
Yeah, and having a national name or a huge local name really helps here too.
Absolutely. As much as I love local business, a mover might not be the greatest idea for a mom and pop. I mean, you might not be the kind of business you want to go to for a mom and pop type of thing. You should stick with the national carriers or the well-known name brand carriers that have a lot of clout and can back up their services.
So let's begin at the beginning. You say get multiple quotes. I guess some people don't do that, huh?
No, absolutely. I mean, there's a reason that the federal government requires people to get three quotes for every job that they do out there. Of course, they go with the lowest bidder. Not that you should do that, but you should definitely go with several quotes. I mean, you should get at least, two to three quotes, kind of find out what's out there and make sure that everybody's giving you, the best price for what you want them to do.
You say pack yourself. It's like you're in college, man. You're like, let's save a buck here.
Yeah. I mean, I recently got a quote to move 30 miles from one home to an apartment, and the price for packing was almost the exact same price for the moving. I got quoted, about $3,000. And out of that $3,000, $1,500 of it was the boxes and the packing. So, I mean, if you could pack yourself and get free boxes or save on boxes, I mean, you can cut your moving expenses in half. I mean, that's a huge amount.
Yeah, no, that's it. And it's horrible work, but that's how come they charge so much for it.
Right. I mean, it's a lot of, sweat equity. And so if you can get yourself as much as you want to pitch in and some friends, local labor, I mean, there's, the labor market might be coming back, but it's a great time to find, the guys around town that, still need, $100 a day. Paying one guy or two or three guys each $100 a day sure beats paying, the crew that I was quoted, $150 an hour.
Right. You say also, think about $100 in beer and pizza for your buddies, huh?
Right. I mean, my move that I just did a couple weeks ago, I begged some coworkers to come by. I gave them each about $100, but I also bought beer and pizza for them. And it's just what goes to grease the wheels. I mean, a lot of people think of it as, cheap parlor tricks. They like what we used to do when we were in college. I mean, 10 years removed from college, the same, it's not tricks, but the same thing still works. I mean, our friends will bend over backwards to help us out. And, as long as you do it or remember it years from now when that same friend calls you, I mean, there's nothing wrong with tapping into that network of friends that you have. It's a great way to save some money.
You say look for free boxes. I'm all over this. When I've done a couple of moves, one time I got a bunch of free boxes. Another time I made sure I passed them along.
Yeah, I haven't thought about passing them along, but this was the first move that I really thought about getting free boxes. My mom's a big fan of going to liquor stores and asking them for extra boxes. I mean, they have tons of boxes already with the built-in divider, so, I mean, that's great for your glassware and stuff like that. But, I mean, even the stores, your local grocery chain is just crushing their boxes in the back every night after the truck comes. I mean, so if you know somebody, or you can just ask the manager for boxes. And also, you know, there's a lot of great websites out there that'll give away boxes. You know, FreeCycle, Craigslist, the Warn ads, and your local newspaper. There's tons of places to find free boxes around town if you just do a little digging.
One of your suggestions I absolutely love: sell your stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we all spend our entire lives collecting. You know, we're collectors by nature. We constantly collect stuff, and every move just magnifies how much stuff we collect. And so, I mean, selling your stuff is a great way to help, you know, defer the cost of your move. You know, whether you're selling stuff through eBay, selling stuff on Craigslist. I mean, it's just a great way to supplement, you know, what you actually end up having to pay for your move.
And you say what you don't sell and you don't need, just give it away.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when I was growing up, my mom used to always call, like, the Kidney Foundation or the American Heart Association, and they would come by and they would pick, you know, we put out stuff on our front porch, and they'd come by and they'd pick it up while we're away at school and at work. And, you know, now that I've moved, you know, 10 years since, you know, moving from home, graduating from college, you know, I had no idea where to even find charities that would come and actually pick up the donations, because, you know, me and my little Prius is not carrying very much to the local, not carrying very much to our local thrift shop. So if I could find those charities that would actually come to my front porch and pick up stuff, it's a big help and a big weight off my shoulders. And there's actually websites out there that'll help you find the charities that'll come and pick up off your front porch. So it was a great help. And it's a good, you know, good thing to help out local charities in our neighborhood.
You say when you move, what day can save you a lot of money? Explain that. Okay, here's what you wrote anyway. You said that, you know, weekends are prime time for renting trucks, renting people, and everything else. You do better by doing it on a weekday.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The weekday, prime real estate is the weekend. Everybody wants to move on the weekend. If you're going to rent a truck or if you're going to borrow a truck, everybody's booked up on the weekend. So if you can move on a weekday, it's better for you. You know, I moved some stuff into a local storage unit, and the storage unit gave a free truck with your first rent, you know, to help you move stuff into the storage unit. And everything was booked up for, you know, 2 or 3 months solid on the weekends. But if I could take a day or two off of work and move stuff during, you know, a Monday or Tuesday or a Wednesday, then I could have the truck as long as I wanted all day long and, no questions asked.
There you go. Hank Coleman, moneyqna.com. Hank, thanks a lot for joining us.
I appreciate it, Michael. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Check out the website. It's very good. Let's go to the phone line.